We wanted to hear about Russia. Let's go to Russia.
That's yeah, I'm just worried our batteries here now, but they're doing okay.
There are three Russians here that I can see. One is a representative of the Russian Academy of Sciences, who I think is probably pretty much the government. But then we have Anatoly Chubais. Anatoly Chubais is the expert of what? Privatization. What the Austrian school loves. Privatization. Deregulation. This is the mother of the oligarchs. In other words, it's thanks to Anatoly Chubais that we have Khodorkovsky, Potanin, Berezovsky, Guzinski, Friedman, the rest of them. In other words, the state property of the Soviet Union was privatized to the nomenklatura, to the oligarchy, to these predators. And they have now constituted a state within the state, right? We saw it in the presidential election.
But Putin kicked them out.
Putin has fought them more effectively than anybody else. Now, the other guy that you have, in addition to Chubais, whose name is execrated all across Russia, Garry Kasparov. Now, Kasparov is a chess champion.
And he's a Bilderberg. What does that mean?
Yeah, but who is he? This is essentially somebody who goes, he's an agitator who goes into the streets to organize a color revolution.
Speaks in English.
A color revolution against Putin. And his ally is, quite frankly, a Nazi. There's a guy called Eduard Limonov, who calls himself a national Bolshevik, who I think would, by anybody's reference, would get himself pretty much into the brown shirt category. Limonov is a hooligan. He's somebody who, you know, fights with cops all the time in the streets to attack Putin. So when you have Kasparov, it's like bringing Limonov to the meeting. In other words, this is an affront. This is a primitive affront to Putin and Russia to have somebody of this wretched level of Kasparov. I'm amazed that he gets out. But he's here now. So this is basically saying we declare war on Russia.